Connected live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.
Welcome to Point of View. My name is Pimelo Modena. Thank you so much for being with us. As you know, as usual, just after 9 o'clock, Sheldon will be with us, and we are commemorating World AIDS Day, which is coming up this weekend. And so we'll have a conversation with Sheldon, and we'll also speak to a managing partner at Ogilvy as well. They have a campaign that really delves into looking at how young people can prevent themselves from getting HIV and AIDS. And so we'll have that conversation and a campaign actually that is working as we speak. Leroy Mark will also join us as well just before 9 o'clock, but he's not going to be in studio today. So we'll be speaking about what to watch with him as usual. But I want to start here with that story. As I said to you last week, it's a developing story. It continues to develop. We go right back to Stilfontein with Northwest Police spokesperson Sabata Mokgwabona. Thank you so much, Brigadier, for making time for us again. Good evening and welcome.
Good evening, Pimelo, and good evening to listeners.
You and I are starting to speak every second day, Brigadier, so maybe we must have a studio there where you are, you know, so that we can catch up. Well, thanks again for making time for us, Brigadier. Let's just maybe give us an update on where things are at the moment. I know that you had started phase two of your rescue mission. Where are things at the moment?
Yeah, no, the phase two is actually done. The minister will be visiting the province tomorrow. We hope that maybe from the briefing that the minister will get will actually maybe take us to the next phase. But this is something that we are just anticipating. We'll wait for that. But our operations continue. Even today, we had 7 people who came out or who resurfaced. Mm-hmm. 3 from shaft number 10 and 17 from Margaret shaft.
And Brigadier, can you give us a sense of, you know, the conditions? How were they? Were they unwell? Did they seem healthy? I know that the emergency services are there.
Yes, most of them are actually dehydrated. Mm-hmm. But then the good thing is that as soon as they resurface, we hand them over to emergency medical service personnel to attend to them. And then if there are those that do need to be admitted, they will be admitted. But so far, I haven't got report that those who resurfaced today were someone who has been admitted. But then when after regaining strength, then we obviously process them in terms of interviews and charging them accordingly so that they can take them through the court process.
What have these 7 that have emerged today been charged with?
Currently, the contravention of the Immigration Act, because all of them are foreign nationals from Mozambique, Zimbabwe, and Lesotho, and they are undocumented.
Okay.
But also there's one who was found in possession of gold bearing material, so it means that he will also be facing a charge of possession of gold bearing material. But then they will also be facing charges of illegal mining.
There were reports of a miner or some miners, as in M-I-N-O-R, that have come up and emerged. You know, can you maybe give us their status?
Yes, from those who resurfaced at Margaret Shaft, or from Margaret Shaft, it's one 17-year-old miner. And then from shaft number 10, it's actually 2 who are aged 16. But as part of the process, we don't just take it for granted that indeed they are minors.
Mm-hmm.
Because remember, they don't produce any documentation to prove that indeed they are minors. So what happens is that we involve or work together with the Department of Social Development, Department of Health, Department of Home Affairs to verify the age of the these people. For example, you'll realize that we actually had something like approximately 100 who claim to be minors, But after the verification process, it was only 13 that were found to be minors. And then those ones, they are due to be deported, but then the rest have been charged accordingly. So it's one of the things that we normally do when we get those who claim to be minors. We don't just release them, or we don't just take it upon ourselves that indeed they are minors, unless maybe there is a document to prove that indeed this person was born on a particular date or a particular year or a particular month.
Were the minors that emerged able to give you any more information? And I know it may not necessarily be credible, but do you have a sense of how many are still underneath there?
Yes, indeed, we get information, although at times it seems to be contradictory.
Yes.
Contradictory.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but there's no way that we cannot take like what they are saying.
Mm-hmm.
Because remember, as we plan the next phase of the rescue operation,
mm-hmm.
it is important that we gather as much information as possible, because some of that information will also be used during the third phase. It will actually benefit us.
The cameras that you had sent down yourselves, were they able to assist you with any more information?
That is part of what we are expecting to get tomorrow. We hope that that is what the NEC, because after that process, the expert compiled a report, the actual data assessment, and then compiled a report, which we is now in possession of the NEC, and hopefully the NEC is going to brief the minister tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
Then we will be able to know from there as to actually what happened and what is it that is going to happen in the third phase.
So basically, the MEC as well as the minister tomorrow will be giving a briefing on what the next step is. Do we know whether, you know, it will kick in immediately? Do we have even that? I'm not saying give us the details of what the report says, but do you know that, are you on standby for a new phase tomorrow immediately?
No, not tomorrow. Because remember, tomorrow, after the briefing, the minister is also going to meet with the families of those who claim that they have relatives on the ground.
Yes, yes.
And then, meaning that we are going to also have a stakeholder engagement together with those families.
Mm-hmm.
So even if maybe we have to kickstart or to continue with the last phase or the third phase, I don't see it happening tomorrow. Maybe it can happen a few days later or a day later or after tomorrow.
Northwest Police spokesperson, I really appreciate your time, Sabata Mkhwabone. And as he said, what we are anticipating is that tomorrow the MEC of Community Safety in the Northwest will be giving a briefing alongside the Police Minister, who will be also giving a briefing. That's after their engagements with the families. And if you remember, they were meant to, you know, have a committee of sorts. They've put together a committee headed by the MEC, and they have said that they will continue to engage after they get a report, which they were handed over yesterday. They were given that report yesterday. So tomorrow they'll give us what the details of the report entail. That's supposed to be part of information coming out of yesterday's. There was a camera and some other rescue mission plan. They will give us those details and then obviously then chart a way forward. You also remember that we have civil society yesterday threatening that they were going to take the police ministry back to court again. And this time around, they're saying, well, the police are stalling. The police are stalling, meaning that people remain vulnerable and people are going to die. So we'll see how all of that plays itself out. But yeah, that's all likely to happen tomorrow.
If you missed it live, catch the podcast on kaya959.co.za.